And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Welcome to the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Visa. It is our Week 4 Survivor Picks episode. Derek Van Riper still in the seat of Michael Beller. Brandon Funston joining me, kind of taking my role, I guess. But hey, we're getting through it together nonetheless. And as we do each and every week, we are going to start today's show by digging into the popular selections using the numbers from the Yahoo Survivor pools. And Brandon, a lot of interest this week in the Bills over the Texans and the Titans over the Jets, both above 30% in terms of selections in Survivor pools. It's been such an easy season, it feels like, through the first 3 weeks. We're due for a couple of curveballs. We're due for a couple of big favorites to let us down, or at least one big favorite to let us down, because the bad teams in this league, while they are truly bad, if they're just good for a day and a good team is bad for a day, we can have these unfortunate upsets that actually rock our pools. So you got those two teams kind of running away with most of the interest. Bengals over Jags on Thursday night checks in just above 20%, and you get the Saints over the Giants as the fourth most popular pick as it stands right now. So is that surprising at all to you based on what we've seen from the league through 3 weeks?
No, there is a very decided group of have-nots, you know, and that's Jacksonville, and it's Houston, and it's the Jets, and those. There's some other bad teams in there right now. The Bears you would throw in there as well, and the Lions, but they face each other. So I mean, who knows what you can get there? So kind of makes sense. And it's an opportunity to use Cincinnati, right? Like, that's why they're kind of there. It's like maybe the one time you might feel good about using Cincinnati is at home against Jacksonville, especially early in the year when Jacksonville, you know, has some talent but still trying to figure things out. So, I haven't listened to every one of your guys' podcasts for this. Have any of you guys missed on, like, your lock of the week, your Survivor pick of the week?
Now, we're both 3-for-3 so far, yeah. So if you're just joining us here in week 4, I started with the Niners, went to the Packers in week 2, went to the Cardinals in week 3, had a little bit of, I don't think it was a heart attack or any sort of symptoms of a heart attack, but when they attempted that 69-yard field goal and the Jags ran it back, I was like, oh no, like this is how I'm going to take a strike in Survivor. I'm gonna get this game wrong on that play. I think, having Gus calling that game too made me feel even worse about the pick in the moment. But the Cardinals, I think they're not your typical Cardinals team. There's a little bit more, I don't know, veteran savvy there, where they've maybe been through it a couple of times with that core, some guys from other places that maybe helped keep it all together and kept that game from getting out of hand. And Beller's gone Rams, Bucks, went Broncos last week. Great time to use them, of course, at home against the Jets. And I think Denver's still kind of in prove-it mode for me, but I think we've seen just how bad the Jets truly are. I think Andrew DeWitt earlier this week on Best on the Board said, there's really nothing they do well.
And I think, right.
You know, that's a good target for someone to pick on in Survivor. But as I look at this week, I don't really want to pick the Titans either. This is not the Titans team that we were all excited about coming out of last season. A.J. Brown is hurt. Julio Jones is banged up. Obviously, they still have Derrick Henry, and they should win this game. But of the two big favorites, Bills and Titans, I think if I had to pick one that was more likely to trip up, I think it's actually the Titans for me.
Yeah, you mentioned the two big receivers potentially being an out. I mean, how many of the other receivers can you name? I'm just Nick Westbrook, Kenny, Chester Rogers. I mean, it literally seems like a game that's probably 35 to 40 carries for Derrick Henry. I don't think that's hyperbolic. But, yeah, if you're going to take Tennessee, you don't really want to take them on the road, even against a bad Jets team, without their top two receiving targets. So I'm with you. The Bills at home, you're going to use the Bills are going to be one of those top teams you're going to want to use at some point. I don't know if there's a better time to use them than at home against the Houston Texans.
There's a really great tool that Mike Clay of ESPN puts together. It's for the ESPN Eliminator Challenge, but it's basically win percentages by week for the entire league. The Bills have the deepest shade of red across their entire schedule of any team in the league. They have several games where their win probability right now is projected above 90%. They're at 96% for this week, which is just astonishing. The Titans, by comparison, are at 59%, according to Mike's calculations. So, again, if you're looking at those two teams against each other, sure, there will be plenty of other opportunities to use the Bills, but we're still early enough in the season where I don't want to get too cute with my picks. And I think I don't want to look much beyond 3 weeks into the future, because all it takes for a team is one key injury and all those numbers completely change. Every single thing about the Bills is different in the unfortunate development of a Josh Allen injury, for instance. So I do think when you look at week 5 and week 6 and a bye in week 7, the next 3 weeks don't look nearly as good as most of the schedule after that, and they certainly don't look as good as this week. So for me, I'm on the Bills. That's my one true pick for week 4, just because it could go wrong, but it probably won't go wrong, and I'm willing to eat the chalk in this case because I think the next two teams do carry more risk.
Yeah, and I totally get that completely. You know, to be a contrarian or to be someone to just offer a different selection, you know, I might throw out Green Bay. Green Bay's at home against Pittsburgh, and that, you know, coming into the year would never sound like the survivor choice to make here in week 4. But Pittsburgh's terrible right now. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is looking old. He has a pec injury. He can't throw downfield at all there without Deontay Johnson. T.J. Watt, probably their best defensive player, has been injured. They've shown a lot more vulnerability on the defensive side in general. But this is truly one of the worst offenses in the league right now, averaging 16.7 points per game. Now, Green Bay, massive dud in week 1, played terrible against the Saints. They've been getting better, and the game at San Francisco last week was their best game, and each game's gotten a little bit better. And Aaron Rodgers said it on national TV that week 1 was an anomaly. So you can't go out and say that last week and say it was an anomaly and then come back this week at home and lay a dud. I feel very good about Green Bay and this week as a setup. So the weird thing is, you mentioned that Mike Clay win probability meter, and we were about this. Is this their number one spot at home the rest of the way? There's a week 14 against Chicago, which is a high win probability, but we don't know what Chicago's going to look like at that point. It's a divisional game. You never really want to get too excited about, you know, a lot of times you throw records out when it's Green Bay and Chicago later in the season. So weirdly enough, this might be the best time to actually use Green Bay.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better opportunities to do that. I mean, I think they do fit the bill of a prototypical secondary pick, right? We always talk about other ways to go. That way, if anyone watching or listening has already used the teams that we like as the best pick on the board for this week, we have some reason behind those alternative choices. So I'm there with you. The offensive line for the Steelers, also a mess right now. Even if they made a change at quarterback, Nando DeFino threw that out there on this show earlier today. It doesn't matter. Like, they're messed up in so many ways right now. I just think they're facing an uphill battle. So I'm with you on Green Bay as a secondary pick for this week. And Beller actually did give us a true pick for this week too. He's on Buffalo with me. I think if you were like really just down to the root, like, who do you really want? I think you're on board with that too. So it's probably a clean sweep for them. But I like that you threw Green Bay out there. It's just a way of being a little bit different, because it does kind of get our conversation going for these other teams that we're interested in. I look at the Titans and Jets. Like I mentioned before, I think the Titans are more likely to slip up than we think. They would still be right there in consideration, kind of alongside of Green Bay, because I don't think there's many other spots where I'm going to trust the Titans this season. It's the same kind of logic that we just applied to Green Bay. I think the Titans have more flaws than the Packers right now, too. So, yeah, maybe there's going to be a home matchup against the Jags or something later on this year that we're excited about the Titans for that, too. But I don't see the Jets turning it around anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, to be real, I would have chosen the Bills as my number one and Green Bay as my secondary. I like Green Bay better than the Titans, but, you know, since I went with my one true pick as the Packers, the Titans are probably third. And weirdly, I kind of like the idea that they have the injuries at wide receiver. It just means they're going to go to New York and run the ball and run the ball and run the ball. I actually think that might be their best mode to kind of maybe not just blow away the Jets, but kind of just secure a victory. And it's just give the ball to Derrick Henry as much as he can handle it, which is an awful lot. And it's a team in the Jets that are averaging 6.7 points per game through three games. They just don't have any offense. So as long as Tennessee can get up, I think they can put them in the stranglehold. So I think it's not a bad secondary pick for sure.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Now, I think if I had to go further down my list, I'm comfortable with the Bengals over the Jags and kind of spoiling the plot a little bit. It seems like maybe that's a team for you to avoid, because we always have the, you know, let's get wild section of this show where you talk about a team that's not even in the top five among considerations for the week. Like, if you really had to zig where everybody else zags, so to speak, you actually had the Jags over the Bengals as your let's get wild pick. So I think that firmly puts the Bengals in your teams to avoid group.
Yeah, I mean, there's 32 teams, like, and you're trying to get through this thing. So you want to choose, you got to end up choosing basically half the league. It's probably okay if the Bengals aren't one of those teams you choose, you know, because look, this is still a team is with work in progress. But you mentioned last week, Jaguars gave Arizona a scare, and you know, Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick, and eventually he's going to start showing appreciable improvement. And there is some talent there. Urban Meyer has a track record. As crazy as we want to, like, you know, throw out how crazy Urban Meyer is, like, there is a chance that this team and the talent starts to take hold a little bit. And maybe we saw a little bit of that last week, and maybe we'll see a little bit more on this Thursday night. And, you know, Cincinnati coming off of a big win over against a divisional opponent could be a letdown game for them as well. They might take the Jaguars not seriously enough. It happens. There's psychology like that that could be at play. So I think in terms of all that, I think it kind of sets up fairly well for a let's get wild pick in the Jaguars pulling it off on Thursday night.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely wild, because I think the Jags have the second lowest win probability of any team on the board this week. So I think that definitely fits into that category. The team that I'm actually actively encouraging people to avoid, though, is the Saints, because there are clearly some people out there who think it's a good idea. I understand you want to get leverage in your pool, but you're on board with this too. And I think my concerns are entirely rooted in Jameis Winston. I do not trust Jameis Winston to make consistently good decisions on the field in a remotely close game. I think people are maybe underestimating the Giants a little bit. We saw Saquon Barkley have more of like your classic Saquon Barkley game last week. I think that offense can start to find its stride. It might be like a 23-20 sort of game, and I want no part of Jameis in a game script like that.
It's funny. I've watched each week so far. I've watched Jameis Winston, and I've seen at least 1 to 3 throws that were 30 interception Jameis Winston when he was back in Tampa. And one of them was a touchdown pass to Marquez Callaway last week, in which he was going down and he just did the blind throw into the middle of the end zone. And it could have just as easily got picked. He had no idea what was going to happen with it. Callaway made a great play, but it was just a bailout throw because sometimes he just isn't willing to take a sack or throw the ball away, and he still wants to make the big play all the time. So you're right. This New Orleans team's been Jekyll and Hyde, and the Giants have enough talent that they can, they can take advantage of some Jameis Winston miscues and pull out this victory. And we've seen the Saints offense definitely has periods of time this year where they've really stalled.
Yeah, so that's definitely an area where I am concerned. Good news there if you like the Saints. They are at home, obviously a much tougher team in New Orleans than they are on the road historically too, so you got to factor that in. But I could see this being a path for the Giants to get that unexpected first win and send some survivor pools into some disarray. Let's get wild with a few other selections. You mentioned Jags over Cincinnati if you're digging deep. I mean, I think no one's really on the Chiefs this week just because there are so many easy alternatives, but is there any reason to think Kansas City is going to lose three in a row? Like, that seems like a pretty bizarre narrative sort of thing to have happen to begin the season. And then you've got the Eagles looking pretty suspect after beating a very bad Atlanta team in week one. Whereas, like, after week one, I thought, hey, maybe this Eagles team's a team on the rise. Seeing how easily Dallas handled them on Monday night, I've really kind of soured on Philly as a good team. They might just be a tick below average or an average team throughout the year.
Yeah, and they're already starting to suffer injuries. Brandon Graham, one of their better defensive player. I think Brandon Brooks, one of their better offensive linemen. Like, that was the problem with them last year. So they just could not handle all the injuries to their big players. And we're starting to see that happen again. Kansas City is probably not going to lose three in a row, but they are going on a road. And they're both coming off of losses. And Jalen Hurts is talented enough that he could make a few big plays to make it potentially interesting. Kansas City's got some issues. It looks like their offensive line is still something that is they're trying to get back up to where it was before the end of last year when it started to have all the injuries and it started to become a problem. So I think they're still working there, but I'm not choosing Kansas City, in survivor pools, but I don't really want to. I don't think they're going to get upset, but I guess crazier things have happened.
I'd like it better if the Texans and Jets weren't so bad, because then it would feel like something that was worth doing just based on the makeup of where everybody's interests actually rest this week. But I think Kansas City's going to get right. It's only a matter of time. That Chiefs-Chargers game last week was awesome, by the way. I'm loving the general direction of that rivalry. I think that's going to be one of the best matchups we get twice a year for the foreseeable future.
Just in terms of watchability, I'm with you. I think if I see a Chiefs-Chargers game, there's not a whole lot of other matchups that are going to get me excited from the potential for just a lot of fun things to happen in the game and just to keep you intrigued throughout it.
So that's going to do it for this episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. It is a clean sweep for the Bills for the alternative one true pick. Funston is on Green Bay at home against a very banged up Pittsburgh team. Totally makes sense. Hopefully everybody out there makes the right call. Hope to hear you back here in week 5. Thanks for watching. And we'll have Michael Beller back next week too, which is pretty exciting because he'll be well rested from his time in Hawaii. But thanks again for listening.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.